U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday congratulated India on 75 years of independence and said the United States and India were indispensable partners that would continue to work together to address global challenges in the years ahead. India marks its 75th year of independence on Monday, celebrating the end of British colonial rule in 1947. Quote, the United States joins the people of India to honor its democratic journey, guided by Mahatma Gandhi's enduring message of truth and nonviolence, Biden said in a statement referring to the leader of India's independence movement. Biden also said his country's Indian-American community has made the United States a more innovative, inclusive, and stronger nation. Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, has edged ahead in a tight presidential race, according to official results reported by Kenyan media on Sunday, as more riot police were deployed inside the National Election Tallying Center after scuffles and accusations by party agents. It underscores fraying tempers and high tensions within the National Counting Hall as the country waits for official results from last Tuesday's election. In the presidential race, official verified results report Ruto with 51% of the vote ahead of left-leaning opposition leader Raila Odinga, who has 48%. Global oil companies are posting huge profits, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Saudi energy company Aramco says its profits jumped 90% in the second quarter compared to the same time last year. That helped Aramco's half-year earnings to reach nearly $88 billion for the first half of the year. The increase is a boon for the kingdom and the crown prince's spending power as people around the world pay higher prices at the pump. Major oil companies had a strong quarter last quarter. ExxonMobil booked an unprecedented $17.85 billion in profit. Chevron made a record $11.62 billion, and Shell shattered its own profit record. Aramco says the profits were driven primarily by higher crude oil prices, volume sold, and higher refining margins. Saudi Arabia's vast oil reserves are among the cheapest to produce in the world. I'm Lisa Dwyer.